All right, we're working on and looking at probably one of the most important series I've done in quite some time. They're all important, but this one is different. It's called Seven Evil Spirits. Our main scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. The word of God, who is seven countries or cultures that are no longer there. But the spirit that drove those countries, the evil principality, is still around. We looked at Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, that gave us the borders of Israel. And it also related to us that those borders were once the land of the Hittites. We did a whole several days on the Hittites. It plays right into what's going on now. We're looking at the next one on the list is the Gershites. We're looking at these people. They were clay dwellers. They dwell on earthly things. They focus on earthly temporal things. And they have disdain for spiritual or eternal activity. We looked at them. We went through 2 Corinthians 5:1, 2 Corinthians 4:18. I'm just giving the scriptures. Somebody said, hey, I don't want to miss this. All right, so I'm giving the scriptures. This is the scriptures we used yesterday. 1 Corinthians 2:12 through 16, 12 through 16. We also use some scripture dealing with how to avoid them. James 3. 13 through 18, Proverbs 9, 10. You can write the scripture down and study it for yourself, of course. Again, we're looking at these horrible scriptures. Hear what I'm saying? That deal with horrible things. The scriptures aren't horrible. What they're dealing with is some wicked stuff we're dealing with. All right? Now, we're looking at these areas, and we're looked at Isaiah 32, 14 through 17. And now we'll continue in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Remember, we are dealing with entities that are very real. They are extremely real. They are real, and they function today. And what's really fascinating, Jesus dealt with them, that spirit. We're going to look at that. Jesus dealt with the very spirit that we're dealing with in the seven evil spirits. Jesus dealt with it by name. Okay? All right. Let's look at Hebrews 5:12. For even owning to be teachers because of the time, again, you have need that one teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God. And ye having need of milk and not strong food. That's the problem with the church. 13. For everyone who is partaking of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. 14. And of the perfect man is strong food, which because of they use having their senses exercised and discerneth both good and evil. All right, that was from Young's Literal Translation. Young's Literal Translation. Now, I want you to look at verse 13. Skilled, notice what it says, for everyone who's partaking of milk is what? Unskilled. The word of righteousness, for he's an infant. Skilled. Words of righteousness, words of justice, sign of spiritual immaturity. The enemy eats that up. The enemy just eats that up. He comes along and he absolutely eats up Christians that are unskilled. He just does. And they go through all kinds of problems and all kinds of attacks. Because they just don't know what God says. They just don't know what God says. And that's so important to learn the Word of God and know what God says. Now, when you look at this passage of Scripture, it talks about being unskillful. And then it says about having strong meat of them that are full age. This is King James now. For those who by reason of use have their senses, understanding, exercise to, you know, discern both good and evil. So a person that is living a mature life, that's following Christ, that is listening to the Word of God and understand what the Scriptures tell us, become less of a target for this particular spirit, less of a target. Now, let's go over to James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And then verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Now, the word wavering is a word between judgment, between judging to believe what you hear from God and rejecting what you don't want to hear. I love when Jamie talks about that all the time, when he says, you look at the Word of God, you either take it or you don't, you take all of it, and you just don't cut it out because you don't like certain things. I like when Jamie says that. Now, when you look at this, see, we've got to discern and judge from God. And what's happening today is they're not judging from the Lord. They're just not. It's creating difficulty. Children of God are not discerning what God says. Number one, they may not want to do that. Why? Because they want to do what they want to do. They want to do what they want to do. Now, we're dealing with these spirits. They're very real. Now let's go over to Matthew 8. And this is really, to me, interesting. Matthew 8, and let's do verse 28, all right? And I want you to see this, because it's very important. Matthew 8, verse 28. Jesus dealt with this spirit, and inside this account, there's really great teaching about these spirits in operation against you. All right. Verse 28 of Matthew 8. And when he's come to the other side into the country of the, well, look a here, Gadarenes. Look at this. There met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so no man might pass by that way. I just want to show you something. Israel, when they crossed the Jordan River, two tribes decided that they didn't want to go with what God wanted to do. So they went, and they went to another part of Israel, and they settled there. Centuries passed. Clock turned. Here comes the Roman government. The Roman government ate meat, and they ate pigs, which was to a Jew unclean. But these two tribes, in the business of the day, decided to become pig farmers, which was repulsive to the Jewish nation, to Israel. No one went over there. And Jesus, as a Jew, going over there was an amazing statement by Christ himself. So he goes over, and he goes into that country, which is across Galilee. If you read up a few passages of Scripture, Jesus is doing what? They're going through where? The ship, right? Great tempest. That's on the Sea of Galilee. So when they cross over, they cross into a territory being controlled by two tribes, actually two and a half tribes, that did not want to get with the program of God centuries before. Got into business with the Roman government to graze hogs. That's why this happens. Now, when Jesus arrives, I want you to see something. There was two men possessed by devils. They were being tormented by this spirit in that area. They were being tormented by this spirit. Back in Jesus' day, it was alive, and it's alive today, too. That spirit's still out there. So they met two men. The most famous of that is Legion. His name wasn't Legion. That was the name of the spirit. When Jesus said, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Legion because we are many." That was the name of the man. It was the name of the devil. It was the chief principality in that man's life. Legion, for we are many. Now, verse 29. And behold, they cried out, not the man, not the two men. They cried out saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Question, art thou come hither to torment us before our time?" Jesus was tormenting them by being the Son of God. Now, I want you to see the rest of this because we're dealing with that spirit. Step aside the men and look at the spirit that we're dealing with. Now, look what it says. And there was a good way off, this is 30, from them a herd of swine, many swine feeding. The Bible says there are about 2,000 in the other account. Now, pigs herding. Pigs roll in the mud, don't they? They roll in the slop. That's a representative of the Gershonite spirit. They create jars. They dwell in earthly things. They're focused on earthly activity. They focus on earthly being. And that's what's happening. That's what's going on. The spirit that's behind this is perfect in the sense of what we're reading. It's exactly what you're reading. This spirit's saying, "Why are you here to torment us?" And not far away is a bunch of swine, which shows you the spirit, what it actually operates in. It operates in clay dwelling, in earthly things. It focuses on earthly activity. Now, the pigs can't look up. So the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine," or send us back to clay dwellers, to pig farmers, earthly activity. See, the people that lived there were Jews, and that was what's so sad. See, this spirit leads people away from facing on heavenly things. They just don't want to face heavenly things. They're not interested in heavenly activity. They're just not. They come right back. You tell them about God, they come right back. The spirit that operates in drug addiction, you help them, they go right back. Alcoholism, you help them, they go right back. All the addictions, that's why deliverance must be total by the power of God. They go right back. They get out of the centers, they go right back. That's why this fentanyl is so dangerous in our nation, because it's killing the kids. It's killing people. Right now, someone is dying from fentanyl because it's powerful, it's dangerous, and it's deadly. And that's what we're seeing. They go right back. They go right back. They go right back. Now, in verse 32, Jesus said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into a herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. What happens to the people who allow their heads, controlled by this spirit? They're violent runners. See, the swine ran violently. Impulsive decisions, short-sighted visions, faced on ground. They die by drowning. They die by drowning. That's what happens to those that are controlled by this spirit of the Gershonites. It's got to be cast out. It's got to be overcome. You see? And look at this, verse 33. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to be possessed of the devils. Notice this, 34. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. That's right. Right there. The Gershonite spirit, the spirit we're talking about, operates. And they don't want to be around anything that's holy and righteous and lovely and of good report. They want to live the way they live. Take a look. Take a look in the cities. Take a look at Tent City. Take a look at all these drug addicts. Take a look at all these alcoholics, et cetera, et cetera. My heart goes out for them. But when you say to them, you want to do better? No, I don't want to do better. I want to stay here. The Gershonite spirit wants to stay on the ground, wants to stay in negative things. That's why it's so difficult, it really is, to deal with addictions and get them clean and not allow them to go back into their towns. And here's what happens. I know. I've seen it. Here's what happens. They have the program. They do. And then they leave, and where do they go? Right back to the same old crowd and the same old streets. That's what they do. And when they arrive there, who do they meet? The same old group. That's who they meet, the same old group. The same group that was in the gang before they went into the centers. That's exactly right. They died by drowning, and that's why you see the tragedy of this. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. It says, But the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. I don't know, I'm putting some scripture together here. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 17. Leviticus chapter 17. And we're going to look at a verse again that deals with this. And I'm trying to put everything together here in one thought. Okay, look at verse 11. Verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. All right, verse 12. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. 13. And whatsoever man there is of the children of Israel, or the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. 14. For it is the life of the flesh, the blood is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. Whoever soever eateth it shall be cut off. And 15. The soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be in your own country or a stranger, he shall wash his clothes, bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the eve. Then shall he be clean. And then 16. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then shall he bear his iniquity. Okay? Now, let's go over to Acts, the book of Acts. See, I'm trying to put this all together for you. And look at Acts 15. All right? And look at verse 20. Acts 15, 20. All right? But that which right unto them, that they abstain from pollution of idols, from fornication, and things that are strangled, and from blood. Now, I gave you three scriptures, Genesis 9, 4, Leviticus 17, 11 through 16, Acts 15 through 20. Now, blood equals life. Jesus died and shed his blood at Calvary's cross for us. Now, you're going to notice something about this spirit. Those that are operating under the spirit of Gershonites are selfish people. They're all about them. Me, myself, I. They will never sacrifice for others. They're very temporal and nothing internal or external. Here's what they do. They live in an attitude of, later on you, Jack. Tough. Tough going. Tough. Tough. See these people that murder people for money. Or they do evil things. They rape children. It's about them. It's not about that child. It's not about that young girl that's 13 years old or 7. Or about the lady, the young woman that's 25, or the middle-aged lady that's 40. It's not about them. It's not about the victim. It's about them, because they operate under this spirit that's extremely evil. Temporal life. Let me do with this young lady as I please. And if I murder her, I murder her. Doesn't matter. What matters is I get what I want. And that's that spirit. That's how that spirit works. You see that. So next time you see what you see and you know what you know why you see in it. It's this Gershonite spirit that operates in earthly things. Earthly things. It doesn't matter about anybody else. It doesn't matter about breaking into someone's house and taking everything they have. It doesn't matter about looting the stores. It doesn't matter road rage. I don't like the way they drive in that car. I think I'm going to take my gun and shoot them. That's that spirit in operation. And nobody can tell me that it's not that spirit in operation. It is, because the Word of God says that. They take blood. They want blood. They want to kill. This is what's going on over in the Middle East, on the verge of war. We're on the verge of World War III, folks. It's all about land, the Hittites, the earth, the Gershites, and to kill as many Jews as we can. That's what it's about. See with spiritual eyes. Look with spiritual eyes. Understand with spiritual eyes. And when you do, you say, oh, yeah. Now I see that. Now I understand that. Now that's what's going on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. 1 Corinthians 15, 42 through 50. This is the resurrection chapter, by the way. It deals in the order. It's called the tagma, the order of things. Verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it's raised in power. Okay? 44, it is sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. For the last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. All right? Verse 46. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is of the Lord, the heavenly. 48. Listen to this. And is the earthly, such are they also which are earthly. As is the heavenly, such are they which are heavenly. Wow. 49. As we have borne the image of the earthly, so we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And then verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. The earthly is a representation of the Gershonite spirit. It's the Gershonite spirit that keeps everybody very, very earthy. That's what you see. We're more interested in things here than we are than things there. We don't want anything spiritual. We want to kill as many people as we can, do what we want to do, shed their blood. Mm-hmm. Rape them, maim them, shoot them, slice them, stab them, because that's what we do. That's that spirit in operation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle will dissolve. We have a building of God. And house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon which our house, which is from heaven. 3. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. 5. Now he that has wrought us from the same self thing is God, and who also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. 6. Therefore, we always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Now here's 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You're walking by faith. See, the Gershites walk by sight. That's one of the definitions. They're sight-minded walkers. They're on the natural mind. That's why they do what they do. That's why they say the way they say. That's why they live the way they live. Because that's the spirit that functions within them. Gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. Shed the blood, kill, maim, destroy. Anything we can do to satisfy ourselves. Steal, rob, name it, we'll do it. Lie, don't matter. It doesn't matter at all. See, verse 2 through 4, which I read to you a moment ago, and we're called to groan, to be clothed in God's eternal provision. For in this we groan, earnest desire to be clothed upon our house, which is from heaven. Growing in provision. Deep desire. Say, God, I want to be clothed in provision. Be complete. That's what it's about. See, when we're complete, our temple has a longing for the eternal. Our temple has a longing to be enveloped in God's eternity. Clothed, enveloped. You see, we have a higher vision. Gershites are not longing to be complete because they operate in temple. That's why things go worse to worse to worse to worse to worse. What happens? What happens? What happens? What happens? What happens? And that's what takes place in the lifestyle of the Gershites. It's one party after another, one sexual experience after another, one debauchery occasion after another, one more shot of drugs, one more shot of alcohol. We got to have it, got to have it, got to have it, got to have it. Because what happens is that the Gershonite spirit devours everything. Like 100% of those pigs were drowned. All of them. 2,000 of them were drowned. Why? Because it devours everything. It just goes along. And it's impossible for them to feel completeness. They're never satisfied. They're never satisfied. Never. They never operate in satisfaction. They just don't. Why? Because they're absolutely temporal. The Gershonite spirit is all around us. We just don't call it that. But that's exactly what it is, according to the Word of God.